This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are currently joined by none other than Steph Brown from the band Lips. We're going to be chatting about their new single, The Wolf, which is currently far 4 on the Radio 1 Top 11. Morena, Steph, how you doing?
Morena, I'm really great. Thank you. How are you, Zach?
Nice. I'm doing real chill. The weather's looking pretty good for a Dunedin day. just considering we had floods and stuff recently.
I was going to say, you're not underwater. That's a good sign.
Not yet. I think that'll be next year's problem. Where are you coming to us from?
Tamaki Makaurau, the suburb of Beach Haven.
Beach Haven.
Which is really out in the suburbs. It's peaceful.
Nice. How long does it take for you to get to somewhere, say, like, I mean, I have no reference for Auckland geography, but somewhere, say, like, the Sky Tower?
Oh, well, in the middle of the day, it takes about 15 minutes, but 9 a.m., who knows? Auckland is a wreck. Maybe an hour. I hope, maybe not. I don't know. I don't do it.
Not to get too traffic focused, but what do you think of the new ideas of introducing things like congestion charges to limit the traffic congestion?
Is that what they're suggesting?
I think so.
Oh goodness, I haven't heard that. I don't know. I work from home. I sort of don't engage. We have pretty good buses. I don't know. I haven't even heard of that, so
true.
I don't know.
To be honest, I might be saying an old wives' tale or a young husband's tale. I'm trying to make it gender equal. But I think there's something, they're trying to do something, introduce some kind of tax or fee to reduce congestion on drivers. I'm pretty sure that's the go.
If you want to get to the city on a bus, it's not too bad. If you want to get to anywhere else, at the moment it takes me 3 times longer on the bus, and so that's a really big jump, you know, from how long it takes in the car. So I don't know, maybe once. It's a thorny problem.
Very much so. Let's pivot the conversation to your new song, which is The Wolf, featuring Ephraim Eales, currently number 4 on the top 11, which is great.
Thank you.
Of course. It's been there since last week as well, so it's holding its ground against the likes of Recitals and Night Lunch. Doing great.
Wow, that's awesome company.
Yeah, it's very funny.
It's funny because it actually... technically it comes out today, but I saw that you guys were already playing it, and I was like, man, that's cool. Like, you're just like, no, we're just gonna start now.
To be honest, I don't know if it's even legal to do that, but
I thought it was cool. I thought it was like, all right, yeah, let's do this, who cares.
Okay, you know? That's good. That's a very valid perspective. I'll take that. First, I want to know, are you team Edward or team Jacob? If we're talking about wolves, you know.
What? No, I'm old. I don't even know who these people are.
It's from Twilight. I mean, I haven't even seen Twilight, but it's from Twilight, right? You know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Edward is the sexy vampire, Robert Pattinson, and the wolf is Jacob, the werewolf.
Okay. No idea. I'll just pick one. Jacob?
Fair enough. He's the werewolf guy.
Okay. So, yeah.
Do you not remember that being like a huge, big thing that divided people on the internet?
I think I looked at it and then looked away.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Very fair. The spooky release, The Wolf, coinciding with the Halloween month, is that a coincidence or is that more strategic?
Oh, totally strategic. Yeah, we're playing a Halloween show up here, and... it's all spooky, all Halloween themed, and so we thought, well, we've got to release the song ahead of that. It was completely strategic. As much as strategy really means anything when you're a small independent band.
I think the word strategy is very much overused, even in the like high level bureaucracies. It's such an annoying word to come across.
I don't know, but I tell you what, it was so fun to make. I mean, we basically wanted to try to make our version of Thriller. Yes. The Michael Jackson song.
Yes.
And so we were like, okay, so you know in Thriller how there's that awesome
Vincent Price's breakdown.
Yeah.
And as the night comes today.
Yeah. It's so brilliant. And so Finn was like, Finn, his other half of Lips, was like, we just got to do that. And we had our friend Ro Bright write a monologue for us, and they're a brilliant writer. And so we had this monologue just sitting there, and I was like, who can we get to do it? Like, we were like thinking of just, you know, actors, or like trying to think of anyone we could ask. And then around that same time, E had followed us on Instagram, and we were like, wow, no way, because we were both massive fans. Mm-hmm. And Finn was like, I think Finn wrote to E, was like, if this is really you, we're such massive fans, and if it's a bot, never mind. but yeah, and then it was Finn's idea to ask E if he would perform the monologue, and I would never have been brave enough to ask us, you know. But he said yes, and it's so good.
Yeah, there's kind of, in the press release, there was an urban legend that E from Eels discovered Lips from listening to KCR radio in LA. If he didn't join you guys on the track, you were toying it with a bunch of different ways to include the song, and then he finally got back to you. If he didn't get back to you, what do you think the end of the song would have looked like?
Oh, We would have just got someone else to read it, but now that E's version is there, it's so perfect. I can't imagine it read any other, you know, by anyone else. So, but yeah, I suppose we would have asked someone else, and yeah, it would be a different track.
Yeah, you can go on like Cameo and find some. Oh, a celebrity who would want to do a version of it.
Cameo is nuts, eh? Yeah. It's so nuts. Like, what a nuts idea. And also expensive. I've definitely looked into it, like getting someone a birthday present on Cameo, but it's pricey.
It is. And the only person I know who's actually received a birthday present is my brother. And this was during lockdown, and his friends all paid to get the voice actor from the old Batman TV series from the 90s. They paid to get him deliver a message. Yeah. And he cried, and it was really beautiful, because it was like, yeah.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh. Hey, that's the way to do it. That's 1,000% the way to do it. Get a group to all pitch in.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, for sure. Unless you got like $1,000 to throw around. True. The track was co-written by a screenplay that you mentioned from Ro Bright. Will the screenplay be coming to the stage or screen anytime soon?
I hope so. Yeah, we've been throwing around ideas whether it might become a short film, which I'm super, super excited for. I would say watch this space, but it's different. It's a definite possibility.
Cool. A definite possibility.
Yeah, Ro's amazing. I mean, I can't say it enough. I just love their writing so much, and we've been inspired by a lot of their screenplays that didn't actually get made, but that they just have lying around. I'll just take the scenes and try to write songs to them, because I just love their writing so much.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I love the name Ro as well. It's just a great name. Very solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah. Simple.
For the Halloween show, I'm curious to know, will you be wearing the big Lips prop and while playing? Is that a possibility, or is that impossible to plan?
So we usually put it on a mannequin, because you can't get a mic up into it.
Yeah, true.
And you also can't see out of it. So it's like, it's very limiting.
Yeah.
One of these days, I want to remake it, but for now it sits on a mannequin, And yeah.
Mm. What have you got any costume ideas that you might implement for the Halloween show?
Well, originally we were thinking we would all go as wolves.
True.
Yeah, but the wolf, yeah, like, I don't know. It's really all about the mask, eh? And then and so getting a good enough mask. I don't know. I'm quite excited. I quite like the idea of going as a mummy. Like, just, I don't know. Just, I don't know. That just sounds fun.
It does.
So we'll see. But I think... Yep, maybe some kind of monster, I think, just in theme, in keeping with the theme.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's great. We don't have a whole lot of time left for the yarn, but I do want to know, do you want to plug any upcoming songs or shows that you got going on?
Oh, man. I wish, this is it for us because we're going to go back into the studio next month. So this song... And if you're heading up to Auckland, come to the Halloween show. But hopefully we'll be down your ways next year.
Mean. It'd be great to have you.
Oh, we'd love to come.
Awesome. All right, thank you for coming on the program and chatting to us about the new single, The Wolf, featuring
Ephraim
Eels. Of course, thank you very much. I hope you have a great day. I hope Tamaki stays golden or whatever it is.
Thank you. Thanks,
you
very Zach.
Much. See ya. All right, folks, that was Steph Brown from Lips. We're chatting about their new single, The Wolf, featuring Ephraim Eels, which is Far 4 on the Top 11 Countdown right now. Let's hear it. And then after that, we've got the Surf Report with Nolsey. Take care.
The wolf, he makes my blood burn. He makes my collar hot. He makes my stomach turn. He looks into your eyes and you want for your cocoon. He's crazy like a werewolf underneath the moon. Hear my blood, fight out of love. He stained the carpet, she's so struck. He's got a plenty.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.